Ham Radio 2.0 audio podcast rip. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. So basically what I do is I take all the audio clips out of my videos and upload them to Spreaker, and then from there they're spread out to iTunes and SoundCloud and now Amazon Audible as well. But I want to welcome you and thank you for joining the audio section of this series on Ham Radio. I hope you enjoy it, and I would appreciate you leaving us a comment or a review on whatever podcast service you're listening from. Thank you, and 73. Hope you enjoy it. Battery videos are quite fun. And this is the first one I've done in the shack for a 100 amp hour battery. So guess how long that took to complete. Yeah, 100 amp hours. Over 4 days, this thing has been on the tester, and I'm actually recording this after the fact because I didn't want to, you know, wait around for 4 days between the videos. So this is a Power URS LiFePO4 lithium iron phosphate battery. Ah, and I'm going to turn it like that and do this with it. It is a 12.8 volt battery, similar to the other ones we've done, 100 amp hours, of course. Made in the People's Republic of China, so that just get that out of the way. Charging voltage is 14.6 volts. I like the fact that they put all this information on the side so you know exactly where you stand with the battery. If you turn it up like this, it's got this carrying strap that goes all the way around it. This strap doesn't actually attach to the battery. It comes off like that, wraps all the way around to the bottom of the battery. So that's kind of a nice feature to it. I like that feature because that way your strap is less likely to break because it actually is a solid strap that goes all the way around the battery without a buckle in it or without some sort of connection in it. So that's good. This, and they have these screw top things with the Phillips head in the top of them right there. These are your terminal posts for the top of the battery. I find that they're not as big as your car battery posts, but they're larger than the 50 amp hour Redodo and Gigaparts batteries that I've done. So they are a bit of a different size, which makes it challenging to use the same LiFePO4 110 volt AC power charger with it. So just keep that in mind. If you have an AC power charger that is got ring terminals on it, you're going to want to make sure the ring terminals fit in this battery. My favorite battery charger is that one. I got it on Amazon. I forget the name of it right now, but it's like a 20 amp charger. It produces a lot of RFI, as I show in a new video that I have upcoming. But you know, what are you going to do? It works for what it does what it's supposed to do. So just don't be charging your battery while you're operating radio. Let's take a look at the charts on this thing. Okay, clicking. I got the test name and the file name here is Power URUS. If we click on detect here, it detects the voltage at 12.9 volts and the cells at 4. So the 4 cell thing applies to this battery. Good. Okay. The capacity and amp hours it didn't detect, it never does. So I changed that to 100 myself. The weight of 18 pounds is not accurate either. This thing's a lot more than that, but that doesn't really matter anyway. So we're testing it with no amplifier, and I'm going to click on start right there. And you're going to see that. Boom, it drops down. Comes right back up. It's important when doing these tests that you do make sure your battery is fully charged prior to putting it on this. So it looks like, I don't know what, something caught it there. I had another battery do that a while back, and I don't know, might have been fine. But this one's maintaining pretty much at 13 volts. It detected it at 12.9 volts. That's about what it's sitting at right there. We're going to have to wait 100 hours to see the results of this test. So stay tuned. I want you guys to stay here for the next 4 days and just watch this stream. Don't go anywhere. Hope you got some water with you. So these are the results right here. Again, I put this on the charger and I let it run for 96.762 amp hours. About a 96%, almost 97% efficiency rating, which is really good. Came in about 1,227 watt hours, ran for a total of 5,805.75 minutes, and that was a current draw of 1 amp per hour. Something like this would be great to do, like the 500 watt or the 1 kilowatt amplifier setting in the CBA5 software. So maybe I can do that next time. But I do like to do these 1 amp per hour draw tests to see if the batteries come in at where they're rated. So right as the test started, like right in the middle of, or right at the very second, it drops down. It starts out at about 13 volts, and it drops down to 12.5 volts for a few seconds, and then it pumps right back up to 13 volts. I don't know if that really means anything. That's just kind of how it did. And then it stayed at 13 volts pretty solidly, 12.8 to 13 volts, which is what it's rating. This was around the 2,700 minute mark right there, 46 hours, something like that. Yeah, it was about halfway into it right there. And it dropped a little bit and came down. And then you can see where it, zoom out a touch, it kind of dropped right there. And I think the BMS kicked in right around 10.8 volts. And it just kind of shut itself off there. Now, again, the software, as I've said in past videos, the software is supposed to shut itself off at 10.0 volts. So it appears that the BMS kicked in on this battery to save the battery life, which is exactly what it should do. It's exactly what it should do. And it lasted about 96, almost 97 hours. So that's a good test. That's a really good test for that battery. And I'm happy with the results there. Now, one thing I will tell you about this battery that I have not talked about with other batteries yet. I've got a couple other batteries that have Bluetooth, but this one has Bluetooth built into it. And I have this app on my phone that, of course, you know, this is an Android app. I believe they have it for iOS, but I'm not 100% certain on that. But you can see right here, there's a lot of really great information on this app. So obviously the meter there tells you that it's at 100%. I just got done charging. After I finished the test, I actually took it out to the hunting lease and put it on my trailer and let it run my trailer for a couple days, and it worked beautifully. Okay, so right now we're at 13.3 volts, but I wanted to charge it back up again before I put it on camera. 13.3 volts. There's no incoming or outgoing current draw right now. Total amps is 0.0. That's how much it's charging and discharging right now, which means it's not doing anything. It's just sitting here on the table next to me. Okay, max voltage is 3.331 volts. It tells you the temperature of all four cells. It tells you the status of all four cells down here at the bottom. Make sure that's in the camera. Status of all four cells, temperature of all four cells. They've got a warning of cell over voltage protection. I believe that happened when my that might have happened during the trailer. I'm not sure exactly when that happened, but you can't really get, you know, it, this is something that the battery protected itself against. It protected itself against an overvolt charging situation. So I don't know whether that's under after the battery died from the test, or I don't know whether that's over after I charge it back up again. I'm not sure when that is. It doesn't really give me any info than that, but at least it tells you what's going on, and you can kind of narrow it down from there depending on what you're doing with it. This is really cool right here. This part right here says it's been charged three times, the number of cycles it'll tell you. So every time you charge the battery up and down, that number is going to go up. That's really cool. I think that is valuable information. If you have one of these batteries and you wonder if it's new or not, you bought one used or something, somebody gave you one, you can tell exactly how old it is right there, or at least how much it's been used. There's your health, there's your designated capacity, 100 amp hours obviously, and there's your actual capacity, which is 100 amp hours. So that should actually read about 97 amp hours according to the test we just did, but that's okay. You know, 97 and 100, there's not going to be much difference there. But I thought this app in the App Store is called Roy Pow, R-O-Y, you can't see it there, right there, Roy Pow, and I got it from the, from Power URS, Power URS, however you say that. I got it from them. They sent me a link, but the link they sent me was to the Google Play Store, so I felt confident. I didn't have to turn on any extra download from an unknown source type thing on my phone. I got it from the Google Play Store. It installed, and it worked beautifully the first time. I haven't tested this yet, but it almost looks like this would work, because it's got, if you go to the Bluetooth section up here and scan for Bluetooth devices, it comes up with all kinds of Bluetooth devices that are near me. Renji batteries have Bluetooth. There's one other battery I've got that's got Bluetooth, and I'm going to be doing some tests on that soon. It looks like that app is almost like a universal app, and it will give you readings from more brands of batteries than just one. So if you have multiple batteries in your stack, maybe you got a two or three or four battery system, batteries in parallel. If you put four 100 amp hour batteries in parallel, you've got a 400 amp hour system at 12 volts. And if you've got two or three of them that have Bluetooth and are different brands, maybe this app will read them all. Something to test in the future. Let me know what 100 amp hour battery you've got, if you've got one at all. If you got a 100 amp hour battery at all, let me know what brand it is, let me know what you use it for, and how happy you're with it. 73.